Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
Let's honor some moms here. We've told you guys, originally this was for junior listeners, but a lot of you guys are calling and saying, I'm not a junior listener, but I want to give my mom some props and some love on The Bird Show. So you've been calling 404-951-1360, or you have been sending your messages to producer at thebirdshow.com to honor your Mother's Day, your mothers this week.
Hi, my name's Deja from Charleston, South Carolina, and I just want to shout out my grandmother, Teresa Johnson, who has been a mother to me and my sister since I was 4 years old. She has gone above and beyond to provide for us. I mean, it just takes a special kind of love to sacrifice your golden years to take care of two little ones, and I'm eternally grateful at 25 years old, and I'll continue to be grateful the rest of my life. So thank you, Mimi.
Hi, my name is Rain. I am a junior listener, and my mom is also a listener. She absolutely loves your guys' show, and she kind of introduced me to you guys. I kind of want to brag on her. My mom is amazing. Like, she's always right. I guess that's probably, like, number one. She's always right with everything. Friends, men, school, work, everything. If you listen, things are going to go good. She's one of the best and strongest women I know in terms of work, family, just in general. She's always trying to get me to, like, reach out or DM Romeo on the show, stuff like that. She's always got me in mind and our family in mind. She's just an amazing mom. Her name is Caroline. Thank you.
Hey, Bird Show. My name is Courtney, and I wanted to wish my P1 listener mom, Misty, the happiest Mother's Day. We've listened to the Bird Show together since I was in the sixth grade, and now I'm 26, and I just wanted to let her know how proud I am of everything she's accomplished in this last year and how grateful I am for how much she has always supported me and unconditionally loved me. You're the best there is, Mom. Happy Mother's Day. I love you.
Hey, Bird Show. Not a junior listener here, but my name is Luis, and I just want to give a shout-out to my mom, Maria. She is absolutely amazing. She did everything for me growing up, especially when it came to sports, dropping me off, picking me up, making sure I had my Gatorade with me. Just wanted to say how much I love her. Ma, si estás escuchando, nada más te quiero dejar saber que cuánto te quiero y cuánto te amo, cuánto te adoro. Gracias por todo lo que has hecho por mí y nada más te quería decir gracias y feliz día de madre, ma. Te quiero. Bye.
Hi, Bird Show. This Brag on Your Mom message is for Chrissy McKinney in Lilburn. My mom listens to you guys every morning, and I did not want to miss the opportunity to shout her out. She is the best mom, the best grandma, takes care of everybody, grandkids, granddogs. She's just the best, and she gave us the best childhood. And if more people had a mom like her, the world would be a better place. We love you, Ma, and we hope you have a great Mother's Day.
You want to brag on your mom? 404-954-1360 or hit us up at producer at thebirdshow.com. All right, so is the boss's generosity now going a little bit too far here, Abby?
Yeah, so I'm in this Facebook group that I joined when I moved here. I was like, I'm trying to make new friends. So it's this group where a lot of women will like share their experiences and say, hey, I did this. We should all do this next week. Do you want to come out and we'll grab drinks together? But then I found this really long post that was a little bit out of the norm. Normally it's like a social group where you make plans. This person did a long post where they were asking, should I be weirded out by my boss doing this? So the post says that the CFO at her company bought her two floor seats for $8,000. And she was like, this kind of was a red flag for me. It was extremely generous, but I'm the new girl at work and I feel a little weird about it. She said that he made the comment that now you can't interview anywhere else for at least a year. Then Friday, he had me buy some camera equipment for the office, but asked me to use his personal credit card, which I've since deleted from my phone, and mentioned that he needed to spend $250,000 this year to meet diamond status and buy what he needed, which was only about $300 worth of items that he could have used his business card for. So has anyone had an experience that was similar? Do I find a new job? If I find a new job, do we think there will be repercussions? I need advice of what someone would do in this situation or things to look out for. And then she edited it and she said just to add another piece, him, my two managers, and I talked about the concert that week and I mentioned how badly I wanted to go. And he and his wife said that he had actually gone the night before and texted her that night and said, you have to go. His wife knew that he bought the tickets and she originally declined, but then couldn't find anything within a budget. And she was like, you know what? I'll just take these tickets and move on with life.
$8,000 for two tickets, and she pretty much just started there.
Yeah, she's only been there 2 months.
So the only justification, I think, is if she hasn't been here that long, but if he perceives that she's going to bring in a ton of cash to the company, he may be going like, yeah, I'll pay this $8,000 because she's making $250,000 for us this year, or she will. So maybe it's that, but the other stuff here makes it sound a little creepy.
Yeah, and that's really not going to breed camaraderie in the office if, like, new chick gets two floor seats to Taylor Swift and everybody else is over here just empty-handed.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I feel like if every other employee that's, like, on the same level or better than her is getting the same treatment, but, like, if you go into a new office space and they're like, hey, here's $10,000 worth of tickets, like, thank you, but, like, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's immediately where my mind would go. But honestly, I was looking at the comments and everybody was like, just take the tickets and be happy, girl. Like, some people just want to treat you.
Yeah. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
I'd be a little uncomfortable, but I'd be uncomfortable at the concert.
Yeah. You'd be uncomfortable in some really nice seats.
Yes, sir.
Right?
The Burt Show.